The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, September 1st. It was sunny in Chicago. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is retired Chicago Police Department Lieutenant David Haynes. Not long after the first settlers arrived here in the 1770s, Fort Dearborn was built at what's now the corner of Michigan and Wacker. Today, people come here looking for food, and we tell them where to go. Don't we, Lieutenant?
We do. Boy, when that Fort Dearborn was built, that must have been quite a sight, wasn't it, Dave?
And it covered
when
that.
When did you retire again?
How's the retirement going?
Well, so far it's been pretty busy. I have a lot of chores around the house that somebody keeps setting for me.
Mm-hmm. You can't go to work and relax anymore.
My television has gone way down. My YouTube channel,
See, you thought you'd be able to watch more programs
right.
Now. Wrong again. Yeah, well... You may have been able to boss people around when you were wearing the uniform.
Yeah,
now.
Now I get bossed around.
Sounds like you went on quite a nice road trip this week.
I did. You know, I'm sure I'm not the first one to say it, but this is the last weekend of summer here as we head into the Labor Day weekend. And so it's fun to milk the last bit of fun out of these nice days when you get them. So... this past week, my wife and I went out to McHenry to the drive-in theater. I think it's the last drive-in theater around.
Did you put the kids in the trunk?
No, we went by ourselves. we used to when we were younger. We would have we'd have the back of the Jeep open and put it like a little blankets and stuff.
Sure.
Everybody.
Uh-huh. So the McHenry drive-in. What'd you see?
We saw the Wizard of Oz, and for those of you don't know the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz is about this. This witch named Glinda who uses some poor naive kid and a bunch of half-wits to take over the entire Oz, kill
never,
all her enemies.
I've never heard it quite described quite that way.
Kill all her enemies, get rid of the wizard, and she take over.
Were there a lot of people at the drive-in?
It was a fun thing to do, but it was a lot of fun. And they had the second show. We didn't stay for the second show, but it was Willy Wonka. But anyway. So there's two more weeks left of the McHenry Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go see that. Now, we went, we didn't really go because it was the last weekend of summer. We went because we saw Twister on TV, and there's that scene where the tornado wrecks the entire drive-in, and we said, hey, we haven't been to the drive-in in a while.
That reminded you. Nice. And so did you eat around there?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, so we're talking about food. So
talk about anything.
So we went to a couple places that are out there, and if you go out to McHenry Long Grove area is absolutely a beautiful place to go. It's a nice long, nice ride.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Village Tavern at 135 Old McHenry Road in Long Grove, which is the oldest operating tavern in Illinois. Yeah.
The oldest, really?
Yeah, it's the oldest. It was founded in 1847. So it's the oldest tavern restaurant in continuous operation in Illinois.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's have you ever been to Long Grove?
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Earlier in the summer, they have the Strawberry Festival, and then as you get close to the holidays, they got sleigh rides. It's a beautiful little town. They have a covered bridge there, which gets hit about five times a week, apparently, because... it's a running joke, but they keep building it up, and some truck keeps coming by and knocking it down. So
really, maybe in your retirement you ought to become sheriff out there.
They have all kinds of signs telling people, if you're oversized, don't go through this bridge, but people still do.
And so, what do they have on the menu? What's the specialty?
Well, I it seems to me the specialty was burgers. They're nice, big, and juicy, and they have all the different kinds you could want. You can build your own. They were very good burgers. I like the fish fry, though. It's another thing we get close to. Well, Friday night fish fries are later, but mm-hmm. They had very good white fish, and it came with fries and slaw. It's not all you can eat, which I, looking at the Google comments, apparently it used to be all you can eat, but it's not all you can eat. But it was
inflation.
Yeah, but the size was good enough for me. I mean, I wouldn't I probably would have had to have ordered at least another, you know, plate just to make sure I got my money's worth. It was all you can eat, but I thought it was pretty good.
And I saw in your notes here something called drunken chicken, and this sounds really good.
Yeah, yeah, it's fresh mushrooms sautéed in white wine and chicken and garlic and oregano on rice. Yeah, yeah, very good.
Yeah, that does sound good. So it's a pretty big menu for a tavern. Huh?
Yeah, pretty good, and they have some other specialties. They have a German platter, which is bratwurst and thuringer, and they have a couple other things that change occasionally. You know, it's tavern food, but it's kind of high end comfort food. You know, old fashioned tavern food. So it's not just your normal half a pizza or whatever in there. It's
and you said it was established in 1847, so is the inside, they have a lot of antiques in there?
The inside is beautiful. They got the 35-foot mahogany bar that came out of McCormick Place, apparently.
No kidding.
And it's really beautiful. If you're going to go sit in the bar, it's beautiful. We had the kids, so we were the first time we went there, so we were up in the dining room. But the dining room's nice, too. They also had slot machines.
Really?
So, yeah. I'm not a big slot machine guy.
You're not a gambler?
Not slot machines. I'll play poker all day. But
the Village Tavern, this sounds like a great spot. And a lot of people are looking for things to do holiday weekend here and maybe no plans. 135 Old McHenry Road in Long Grove. I know if you went out there, you had to have chocolate. So yeah. We'll hear about that in a minute. It's our Friday Food Police Report with Lieutenant David Haynes. You're always referred to as Lieutenant now, even though you're not with the department, right?
Right. You know, like the president, the governor. And
exactly. And what was your Marine Corps rank, by the way?
I was a Lance Corporal. So I didn't make it very far, but in the infantry, you know, it was hard.
Would you prefer I call you Lance Corporal Haynes?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I always feel a little bad I didn't get at least one or two promotions more than that. But.
I see a lovely red box over there that I can't wait to open. What's in there?
Well, I went to right down the street from the theater is Riverside Chocolate Factory, which is one of those great, you know, I'm on vacation, chocolate places, bright, you know, color. It's at 2102 Illinois, Route 120 in McHenry.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all kinds of chocolate, but I had to put together two of God's greatest creations and brought you chocolate-covered bacon.
You like that combo, huh?
I liked it. Yeah, it was very good. You know, it's got the salt, sweet, you know, and, you know.
That's always good.
Yeah. It's amazing that that we invented chocolate as far back as we did. The chemical processes are amazing. But bacon was easy. You just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chicago was once the candy capital. You know, we made a lot of chocolate here.
Well, I remember Frango Mints. They don't make those here anymore, do they?
No. But all the big, you know, candy bar companies, it was all manufactured here back in the day.
Yeah.
I'll give you a book. I have a book at home, now that you have some spare time. A book on the history of candy making in Chicago. Very interesting, actually.
Yeah, I would love to see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another thing we've lost in this town.
What's that? Oh, yeah, I know. So what else would you have there? What else did you discover in your investigation of chocolate?
They have chocolate dipped fruits. They got strawberries, cherries, and apricots dipped in chocolate. So that's always good. I always love strawberries, but the maraschino cherries dipped in chocolate was really good. I never tried that before.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. And they have
my mom liked that too. I used to bring. That was the only thing I could bring my mom that she wouldn't say, "Well, why did you bring this? I'm going to throw it out the window." But that chocolate covered cherries, she accepted. Yeah. you know. By the way, that's kind of why I'm like I am. But that's another story for another time.
Let's
sorry.
Get into that. Let's lay down on the couch and get into that.
Let's get back to your report on this place at 2102 Illinois 120 in McHenry, Illinois.
Yeah, Riverside Chocolate. They also have chocolate chocolate-covered Oreos, which is great. Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or white chocolate. That's almost as good as bacon. There's nothing like good bacon and Oreos. And they have ice cream because it's going to be hot this weekend and really all week, I think. So they have great ice cream and lemonade out there. They have a little outdoor area that you can sit. I mean, really, all you're going to watch is the traffic. But the building itself is really beautiful. And they have old candies. They didn't have your Google clusters. I looked, but they have slow pokes. I was going to get one for Joe, but I forgot.
Those are good. Yeah. So they have candies that you remember as a kid,
right? Yeah, they have all the old time candies, which is really coming back now. I think we talked about a place a few weeks ago. I had the same thing. I don't know why. And I don't know how they're doing it. I mean, those companies can't still be in business. They must be sort of...
Yeah, in a lot of cases, somebody else takes over, but they buy the brand name, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so Riverside Chocolate Factory.
Right, yeah, Riverside Chocolate Factory in McHenry.
We'll get the news on here for you on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, as usual. First, some restaurant news for you.
Yeah, not quite restaurant news, but this struck me. I saw this story, and I thought it was really interesting. A wine shop dedicated to showcasing low and non-alcoholic wines. The whole wine shop is non-alcoholic wines. I'm like, I can't believe this is going to make it, but I figured I should try to help out in any way I can. So
this is my kind of place.
Yeah.
You know, there are more places around here, non-alcoholic bars. That's a trend. That is a growing business.
Well, apparently, according to the owner, Quinjana Adams, this is a big thing in Europe, too, and we're kind of slow to take this. So the place is called 2048, which is inspired by its address at 2048 West Chicago. And Quinjana Adams has been hosting wine pop-ups and tasting for the past year and a half. I think it's really interesting. I don't know. I don't drink, but I was recently in Binnie's getting stuff for the party last week, and I didn't realize they have non-alcoholic whiskey. They have non-alcoholic all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody's coming around to my taste in beverages. And there's also a new place you want to talk about, right, in Lincoln Park?
Yeah, it's Danucci's is opening up at 503 West Dickens. It's an Italian-American red sauce joint, and it's opened by Ballyhoo Hospitality, which is also runs the restaurant Gemini.
Yeah, they have some good properties. We talked, by the way, about Risa's restaurant here the other day. Yeah, unfortunately closed, but only the one on Clark Street, right?
Yeah, but that's the one that's been there for 40 years. It's been a mainstay of that neighborhood. When I lived there when I was just out of the Marine Corps and used to go to Reza's a lot. And I also, that's where I met Mrs. Surratt at Reza's too one time.
Really? When Marianne was there?
That was where they held the auditions for Check Please. When I went there, it was kind of a joke, and she was there seriously.
Persian food.
Yeah, food. Right? And yeah, it was great rice. But they're still delivering the neighborhood from their other places. But
in Evanston and Oakbrook.
Right.
Also, I wanted to mention this, the Chicago Food Truck Festival Taco Throwdown today. You can vote for your favorite tacos in Daly Plaza, and that's from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. today. The Shy Food Truck Fest Taco Throwdown in Daly Plaza.
Oh, we haven't done a food truck in a while. I really love the idea of food trucks. I got to find one. Anybody knows any dessert food trucks? Because I know a lot of food trucks that I can check out, but I don't know any. I think I've already done Beaver's Donuts, and so
I'm sure you'll hear from the people at your email. What is it again, directly?
BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com.
BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com. Happy eating and happy holiday weekend, Lieutenant or Lance Corporal or whatever you are. Thank you.
Hey. Let's be careful out here.